Guatemala to implement the peace accords that ended the Civil War, across Europe and the Americas to make food supply chains more sustainable, in Israel to deal with widening cultural and ideological schisms, in South Africa to address critical developmental issues in the transition from apartheid, in India to reduce child malnutrition, in the Philippines to unblock a political stalemate, and in Australia to effect long-delayed reconciliation between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. These experiences have given me an upfront view of the dynamics of social change at many levels: individual, group, community, society. I have been a member of tens of diverse teams, working together over months and years, engaging heads, hearts, and hands. I have had the opportunity to participate in much trial and much error and much learning. I have worked side by side with remarkable change agents, social entrepreneurs, and activists, and have been able to observe from both outsider and insider perspectives what works and what doesn't. Based on these first-hand experiences, I have written this book to share what I have learned with others who are trying to create social change. Over these 20 years, I have made two discoveries. I reported the first one 5 years ago in Solving Tough Problems, An Open Way of Talking, Listening, and Creating New Realities. In that book, I concluded that the key to creating new social realities is to open ourselves up and connect to our own true selves, to one another, and to our context and what it demands of us. 5 years and many experiences later, I can see that this conclusion was right, but only half right, and dangerously so. Power and Love picks up where Solving Tough Problems left off, and reports the second discovery. In order to address our toughest challenges, we must indeed connect. But this is not enough. We must also grow. In other words, we must exercise both love, the drive to unity, and power, the drive to self-realization. If we choose either love or power, we will get stuck in recreating existing realities, or worse. If we want to create new and better realities at home, at work, in our communities, in the world, we need to learn how to integrate our love and our power. Power and love is both practical and personal. Many researchers across political science, peace studies, management, neurobiology, sociology, psychology, philosophy, theology, have used a variety of framings and vocabularies to point out the importance of power or love or both. The purpose of this book is not to reiterate or review these specialized theories, but to explore how, in general and in practice, we can work with power and love to address our toughest challenges. Furthermore, I have not constructed my understanding of these phenomena out of these theories, but instead out of sifting through and trying to make sense of my own most confusing and challenging experiences of social change. Years ago, I was amazed when I read the first pages of the second volume of Lawrence Durrell's novel, The Alexandria Quartet. Balthazar hands Darley, the narrator, the marked-up manuscript of Darley's first volume, a paper now seared and starred by a massive interlinear of sentences, paragraphs, and question marks. The second volume then goes on to relate a radically different interpretation of the same events that Darley had described in the first one, and the third and fourth volumes do the same again from two additional perspectives. Many times during the past 20 years, I have been handed alternative interpretations of my own stories. I am moving along confidently, and then someone says something that shows me things are not at all the way I think they are. Through such disciplined reviewing of my own experiences, I have gradually built up my understanding of the dynamics of social change. The book begins with Introduction, Beyond War and Peace, which summarizes what I have learned. Chapter 1, The Two Sides of Power.